Tax matters. New law for enhancing tax revenues, could this be good for the economy? In most countries where the VAT system is in operation, among the common challenges is the underdeclaration of revenue and overstatement of input tax claims. These often threaten revenue mobilization for these countries, particularly those in Africa, because of the weak tax systems. In an effort to address some of these challenges, governments have in recent times put in place VAT management, among them the fiscalization system to report revenue in real time to the revenue authorities. Zimbabwe introduced fiscalization programs in 2010, and in the latest reform, it has proposed the creation of nexus between fiscalization, input tax and tax clearances as a way of fostering compliance, which we explore in this article. First, Clause 23 of the recently gazetted Finance Act 7 of 2021 repeals the definition of tax invoice and substituted it with fiscal tax invoice. Only a fiscal tax invoice issued or printed by a fiscalized electronic register or fiscal memory device operated by a registered operator can be issued for purposes of claiming input tax. Any other invoice is deemed bogus or an invalid invoice. It is appreciated that the policy seeks to minimize incidences of VAT fraud through false invoices, while at the same time ensuring full fiscalization by all VAT registered operators to ensure accounting of all VAT revenues. This law is effective January 1, 2022, and any tax invoices after this date are invalid, whereas March 31 is the deadline for claiming input tax on the basis of an invoice, provided such document was issued prior to January 1, 2022. A further nexus is the issuance of tax clearances to VAT-registered taxpayers who are fully fiscalized. VAT-registered operators should fully fiscalize for currency of transaction and their devices interfaced with ZIMRA servers. That is, devices should be configured to specifically show transactions done in local currency and transactions done in foreign currencies, like the US dollar. Where clients have devices that cannot be configured for multi-currency, different devices can be configured to show either of the above requirements. To the extent these requirements are not met, the authority's server will not be able to access the operator's tax clearance. In the absence of tax clearance, a taxpayer's would be charged 30% if he/she has a transaction of more than $130,000 or US$1,000. The amendment will affect the business of a number of organizations, since they would not be able to obtain their tax clearance. Tax clearances are issued to persons whose tax affairs are in order, namely persons with up-to-date tax payments and returns or who have made arrangements satisfactory to the Commissioner General for the payment of outstanding taxes, as well as with up-to-date documents or information, as may be required by the authority from time to time. If one is VAT registered, he/she must be compliant with the fiscalization program, which includes installation of fiscal devices in the currencies of trade and interfacing such devices with the ZIMRA server. The new nexus, which links fiscalization, claiming of value-added tax, tax clearances and withholding taxes, could be what has been lacking in the past to promote tax compliance, as we are likely to see more companies and errant taxpayers joining the tax net, as they work towards full tax compliance. These are good policy prescriptions from Mthuli Ncube's Finance Ministry. While we applaud the government for strengthening the fiscalization system, there is still a long way to go in terms of administration. It is necessary that the framework is supported by good tax administration, which does not deprive genuine taxpayers their right to obtain tax clearances, particularly where returns that have been captured by taxpayers remain missing in the system and payments are misposted. Since 2016, when e-filing was introduced, the system has had unending teething problems, which have had far-reaching effects on the issuance of tax clearances and general account management. COVID-19, which resulted in the need for social distancing, has further compounded the situation as ZIMRA has introduced staff rotation, which has impacted on service delivery. In a nutshell, the revenue administration system should support the policy framework, not deprive compliant taxpayers of their rights, as this will alienate them and create more bogus taxpayers and evaders who will have no incentive to comply with tax laws. In last week's article, we aired our views on the new withholding tax threshold, indicating that if tax administration is not well managed, this could result in many taxpayers flying under the radar and more transactions being channeled towards cash foreign currency transactions, which could deprive the fiscus of much-needed tax revenue as more taxpayers get informal. We must be careful that new taxes and aggressive tax collections that are not fully supported by tax systems could result in people feeling overtaxed, which undoubtedly has been the case in the last few years. The 2% money transfer tax, coupled with the 30% withholding tax and the cost of compliance due to weak tax systems, are slowly turning Zimbabwe into a high-tax jurisdiction, if we are not already there, and this consequently means an unsafe investment destination. As we conclude, we call upon the authorities to have a reality check of the tax administration system and, where possible, evaluate the capacity of the system to carry these new taxes. Otherwise, this may be self-defeating if investors view the country as a high-tax jurisdiction with inflation and alienating good taxpayers. For taxpayers, there is no substitute for tax compliance. We must fiscally pay our taxes and file returns on time. There also are benefits that accrue with tax compliance, among them avoiding penalties and interest and accessing tax incentives, which otherwise are not given to non-compliant taxpayers. Being tax compliant gives one an opportunity to plan his, her tax affairs and interact with well-established business, resulting in business growth. Without proper tax compliance, we do not see how these benefits will be realized, especially with the advancing technology, which has resulted in less human interface required. Meanwhile, Matrix Tax School invites you to take part in the upcoming course, VAT Concept Theory and Practice, which runs from March 1st to May 31st, 2022 through the Zoom portal. Tapara is the founder of Tax Matrix Private Limited and the CEO of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.